Chapter 128. The Pequod Meets the Rachel. Next day, a large ship, the Rachel, was descried, bearing directly down upon the Pequod, all her spars thickly clustering with men. At the time, the Pequod was making good speed through the water, but as the broad-winged windward stranger shot nigh to her, the boastful sails all fell together as blank bladders that are burst, and all life fled from the smitten hull. "Bad news. She brings bad news," muttered the old Manxman. But ere her commander, who, with trumpet to mouth, stood up in his boat, ere he could hopefully hail, Ahab's voice was heard.
"Hast seen the white whale?"
"Aye, yesterday. Have you seen a whaleboat adrift?" Throttling his joy, Ahab negatively answered this unexpected question, and would have fain boarded the stranger, when the stranger captain himself, having stopped his vessel's way, was seen descending her side. A few keen pulls and his boat hook soon clinched the Pequod's main chains, and he sprang to the deck. Immediately he was recognized by Ahab for a Nantucketer he knew, but no formal salutation was exchanged.
"Where was he? Not killed! Not killed!" cried Ahab, closely advancing. "How was it?